Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to honor the memory of Darryl Bewley, longtime softball coach in the area. He passed away this past weekend. And Lillian Huckey, who is a 2020 graduate of Mercer County High School, now a freshman at Monmouth College. I would call Lillian Huckey a student of Darryl Bewley. So just a little bit, Lillian Huckey, about kind of what he meant to softball in the area and what he meant to softball to you.
Darryl in the area was everybody knew Darryl as the softball guy. He remembered every game he ever coached, so he always loved talking strategy, talking what's going to happen, what happened in the past. And that kind of reflects on how what he meant to me. Like, I loved talking strategy with him since third grade when I started taking hitting lessons from him. And he's the one who really got me into slapping, which turned into something I love. I love slapping, and he's the one who kind of jump-started that process for me. And every week I would bat with him from third grade to 10th grade. So every week I'd be with him talking strategy, going over the game that we both love. So to me, he was just a mentor and, like, a super fan.
And tell us a little bit about that instruction, because I know he had a certain way, but you can kind of tell kids who kind of went through his system. So for our listening audience, can you kind of define some of the key fundamentals when you talk about becoming a slap hitter?
So every day we'd work on the tee and the machine and the batting cage out at Apollo Diamond. And he'd always back his truck up right next to it so he could sit on the bed of the truck and watch us. But some of the main things he really enforced was making sure you walk in a straight line for a slap towards the pitcher and not fade away. Like, don't walk towards first base. And he really instructed on not dropping your hands. Those are some of the biggest things, one that I struggled with, but that he really helped me move through those issues as I was little. Oh, I was just going to say, he was always so patient and positive with everything. He's always very encouraging. He's like, you'll get it next time.
Yeah, and, you know, the key part of slapping, a lot of people that aren't familiar with the fundamental, basically, it's kind of you get a running start in the batter's box, but there's a little bit more to it than that. And I know, you know, he would teach the power slap too. I know you'd want to hit the ball to the left side of the infield and get a chance to beat out an infield hit. But he was really good at that, and you could tell kids that he taught that skill to, they had success in the field and at home plate. And I think your style of play was a big benefit to that, wasn't it?
The small ball game is not something all the girls always want to do. All the girls always want to get up there and hit the home runs or the grand slams. But Darryl always was like, you know, you can always hit a home run off a slap. I've seen it before. You tell me that every day. And I'm like, someday, Darryl, for you.
Yeah. And then, you know, the other thing that I always liked about him is kind of like the softball lingo in the way he, like, spoke with the softball dialect. I mean, and I'm sure you can probably hear some of that still when you play the game or think about the game. And when you go back all the way to third grade, you probably can hear that voice a little bit. And I think that's a pretty important legacy for him and his family, for the kids that have kind of went through his system, is they're always going to kind of hear that. You know, I was talking to Coach Baker with the junior high program. Come on now, kid. You know, you kind of hear that. You can hear that voice, right? Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
So, like, sometimes when I'm just in the field or getting up to bat, I'll just think back to my memories. Like, they'll pop into my head, the memories that I've had with Darryl over the years, because I've had so many hitting lessons from him, and he's been such a mentor to me. So I'll just think of the advice he gives, or, like, he'll be like, don't drop your hands, and I'm like, oh, yes, thank you, Darryl. But
yeah, and the other thing, too, that I think was important for him is the development of that Apollo softball diamond over the years that he was involved with it, and the field maintenance was so important to him. And, you know, his footprint, I think, is still going to be on that field in regards to that. And then talking about, you know, they made the handcrafted sign for him that they're going to dedicate during the next high school softball season. So they are going to honor his legacy and his memory over there. How important do you think that is?
I think that's extremely important, because he's had such an impact in the high school program that he's devoted a lot of his life to. And we just need to respect and, like, honor him for all he's done for Aledo and Mercer County.
Yeah, and it's all about being a student of the game when you play interscholastic athletics. And I think especially in softball, which is such a big deal in this part of the state, as we close out here, I would assume he kind of helped you become a student of the game. So, I mean, is that a true assessment? Can you speak to that?
Oh, yes, that is so true. Like I mentioned earlier, we would talk strategy for my whole batting practice when I wasn't hitting. Like, I'd come out of the cage and we'd just talk about when you use a slap, when you bunt, when you use all these small ball tools. And it really helped me get into the strategy of small ball. And then when we practiced in the field, like all the little tips and tricks, it was just, he was the one who started me wanting to study the game more.
All right. Awesome. Appreciate the memories, the observations from Lillian Huckey, class of 2020 at the Mercer County High School and now a freshman down at Monmouth College, remembering and honoring the legacy and memory of Daryl Bewley. You're listening to WRMJ.